there. My name is Tanya and I'm a professional actor, voice artist, musician and writer based in the beautiful Western Cape. Storytelling is at the heart of everything I do, whether it's bringing a children's tale to life, giving voice to a scientific journal, or exploring the rhythm and nuance of literary fiction. I have a deep love for language and character, and I'm passionate about finding just the right voice to fit each moment, each mood, and each narrative. I hold a degree in English and French literature, creative writing, and art history, a background that continually inspires my work and feeds my appreciation for both the structure and soul of a story. My interests are quite wide-ranging, from philosophy to physiology to literature to the ducks that recently moved in on the pond near my home. And I bring that same curiosity and care to every book I read, whether it's a playful story for young listeners or a clear, engaging explanation of how bridges work. I'm here to tell it with heart, clarity, and authenticity. Next, I'm going to read you some samples from some of my favorite local and international authors, starting with an extract from Men Without Women by Japanese author Murakami. I mean, he's basically a tidy person, so it's not hard to keep his house clean. When necessary, he can whip up delicious cocktails and manages to cook most dishes, from nikujaga stew to sea bass en papillote. He never felt he needed a woman around the house, never felt bored spending time alone, and hardly ever felt lonely sleeping by himself. You know, up to a certain point, that is. The second extract is from Mirage by David Ralph Vivier. Michael returned to Earth on a morning that smelt of Dettol and rooibos to Erica asking about the grays on the side of his face. The light coming through the kitchen windows was too bright, the cycles of the washing machine too loud. We were playing stuck in the mud on the tennis court. I slipped and fell. And that's when the headache started. Yes. She looked at him, not saying anything, stirring honey into his tea. Maybe she knew. To play stuck in the mud, one would need to have people to play with. Well, I think you look very impressive. If I didn't know you, I'd probably mistake you for a young Clint Eastwood. He rolled his eyes, which hurt. The next extract is from the Afrikaans novel Die Heel Al Op My Tong by Anushka von Meck. Die ooms gee bottel drank vir mekaar aan, dan jaag hulle al in die ronde. Ons kap esse dat die rommel opstyg en ons mis die cementpilare rakelings. Hulle mors op my skoolrok. Ek raak naar van al die geskit. Broer, mag ek ook asseblief 'n slukkie kry? Vra ek dikbek met my bobeen wat steeds brand. Die mans kyk natbek na my. Wat? Nee, sê een, hoe word jy dan groot gemaakt? Ach, geef, sê die oom met die stompie, sy wil ons waar strand wees. Ek vat die bottel by die bestuurder en vat 'n groot sluk. Dis brandewijn, as ek gedink het, kom in drommels. Ek het maagpijn, oom, en my oma sê dit help daarvoor. That's it. I'm Tanya, and thank you for listening to my audio samples. I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook so you can be heard.